Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its Roe v. Wade decision. This ruling could be considered the most controversial ruling ever handed down by the court. It spurred the creation of the pro-life movement, which has changed the course of American politics over the past four decades. As part of our ongoing Abortion and the Court series on Pro-Life Perspective, we're looking at Roe and its twin ruling, Doe v. Bolton. Justice Harry Blackmun authored the Roe v. Wade majority opinion. Prior to becoming a Supreme Court justice, Blackmun was a federal appellate judge, and prior to that, he was the general counsel for the Mayo Clinic in his home state of Minnesota. It was his background as general counsel that colored his Roe opinion. He wanted doctors to be the final authority. The pregnant woman was later described by some scholars as being a bit player in a doctor's drama. What is often forgotten about that day and that ruling is the companion ruling that was handed down the same day as Roe. Doe v. Bolton was a case challenging a Georgia abortion law. Only a year before he wrote the majority opinion, Justice Blackmun considered the Georgia abortion law as a, quote, fine statute that strikes a balance that is fair, end quote. A year later, however, Blackmun would sweep that law and all other state abortion laws aside with the Roe v. Wade decision. Through Roe v. Wade, the court divided pregnancy into trimesters and then laid out regulations governing abortion in each trimester. The problem is that each rule or regulation had the exception of the health of the mother. This was seen as the paramount concern. On the surface, health seems to be a reasonable, valid concern to your average American. Most people think of health as meaning life-threatening or disabling circumstances. However, in the companion ruling of Doe v. Bolton, the court's chief concern was defining health in that ruling. In Doe, the court said that health was defined to include, quote, all factors, physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and the woman's age, relevant to the well-being of the patient, end quote. Under this very broad and all-encompassing definition, a woman can have an abortion for virtually any reason. The abortionist is the final arbiter of what constitutes health. The Doe decision did reiterate the court's assertion that only licensed physicians could do abortions. It was also in Doe that the court said that a state could not require an abortionist to obtain a second opinion from another doctor before an abortion could be performed. While Doe was a much shorter opinion, its impact on the legality of abortion runs just as deep as that of Roe v. Wade. In later years, very little of the Doe and Roe decisions have changed through subsequent court decisions. While states may restrict abortions in some circumstances, such as through parental consent or notification, the core holdings of Roe and Doe stand. Stare decisis is a Latin term that means, in essence, precedent that must stand. The U.S. Supreme Court tends not to overturn itself because it sees this as a weakness the court cannot engage in. Neither Roe nor Doe addressed the killing of partially born children. The Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act challenged the court to move beyond its rote response of stare decisis and look at the scope of Roe and Doe. In the court's first ruling on the ban, it returned a decision that said that Roe and Doe did allow the killing of partially born children. However, in 2007, the court handed down a decision that said the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act was constitutional. Roe and Doe's stranglehold had been broken. If you would like more information, please visit our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. There you will find links to a number of resources available that contain more detailed discussions of the scope of Roe. That website again is www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.